Thy strong word, God's word is our great heritage. Almighty Father, bless the word. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2025 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, the Word of God. Making the Case is Friday, July 18th and Saturday, July 19th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 25th chapter. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked, or sick or in prison, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. This text is kind of like Christmas in July. Well, at least the last Sunday of the church year in July. Our text scene is from the last day. The judgment has happened. Now we hear the public declaration of the Lord's basis for separating the nation into sheep and goats. And it can be a cause for fear, or at the very least, self-reflection and repentance. Christ's words force us to ponder, will I be found among the goats on the left, the sinister side, and relegated to eternal punishment, or will I be among the sheep of the Lord's right, blessed by the Father, inheritors of the kingdom? Now, there are a couple of connections between our text today and the Holy Gospel we heard last Sunday and again yesterday in chapel. First, there's the connection of inheriting the kingdom and eternal life. Then there's the connection of showing mercy. The lawyer attempted to justify himself by limiting the neighbors to whom he must show love as himself. The goats claim never to have had the opportunity to minister to Jesus. The parable of the Good Samaritan in part teaches us that loving our neighbors as ourselves means showing mercy. Our text today in part lays out for us various types of mercy we must show to Christ's brothers, his disciples. You'll recall that Jesus ended his discussion with the lawyer by commanding him to go and do likewise. We are to show mercy to those whom God places in our paths, whether we consider them neighbors in the usual sense or not, indeed, whether we really like them or not. It's not an option. Our text today sets before us the need to show mercy to specific neighbors, Christ's brothers, in specific ways. And when we consider what the King says to each group, we kind of automatically try to determine where we fit in to that scenario. Have I fed those who were hungry, given drink to the thirsty, welcomed the stranger, clothed the naked, visited the sick and the imprisoned? And when we do this, at least if you're like me, you wonder. Like the sheep in the parable, as I interpret their response, we know we haven't shown the kind of mercy we ought to have shown, let alone to the Lord himself. And so we look at it and say, if Jesus would say to me, I was hungry and you fed me, etc., we would also respond, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? Like the sheep, we know all too well that we have committed countless sins of omission in this regard. I know that I haven't done these things well. Some insist that the two groups are not really surprised at Jesus' explanation of why he separated them like he has, arguing that seeing surprise in their response is somehow overthinking the text. But I would say that as believers, as Christ's sheep, since we don't keep track or keep score, we are surprised. We're not trying to justify ourselves like the lawyer who tested Jesus. And we know that our every sin is primarily against Christ himself. As the psalmist says, against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. We know that we're at Christ's mercy, and it is genuinely a surprise that he would honor us with the public declaration that we have ministered to him, we who are beneficiaries of his holy ministry. Still, it remains the case that our sinful flesh does like to keep track, doesn't it? And see itself better than others, at least in some way, kind of like that lawyer. So in this life, we struggle with our sinful flesh that thinks and behaves just like those goats at the Lord's left. Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Notice how their response is quite syncopated. They don't care enough about these things to elaborate even a little. They're too focused on carnal pleasures and earthly treasures, as the hymn we're about to sing puts it. They haven't cared for those around them, much less have they cared for God's brothers who proclaim the gospel, nor the Lord himself. On the other hand, we know we're sinners, and that by our deeds and their lack, we actually deserve to be on the Lord's left, consigned to eternal punishment. And yet, because of Christ's great mercy toward us, in making himself our brother in the flesh, and then through the proclamation of the gospel of his death and resurrection, by those whom Christ has made his brothers in the holy ministry, those he sends into mission, Christ calls us and makes us his brothers, so that on the last day we may be found at his right. And on that day we shall rejoice greatly that Christ has numbered us among his sheep, numbered us among the righteous, made us worthy by the cross to be the blessed of the Father, those who indeed inherit the kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world and go into eternal life. Maybe it is Christmas in July, after all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I shall call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew my spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the will of the Spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life,
my lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
In the shadow of your wings I will sing your joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your deep compassion, you rescue us from whatever may hurt us. Teach us to love you above all things and to love our neighbors as ourselves. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, whose ways are all mercy and truth, carry on your gracious work and bestow by your benefits what human frailty cannot attain, that all ministers of Christ who attend upon the heavenly mysteries may be grounded in perfect faith and shine forth your light of the gospel by the pure preaching of your word. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my duties in life may please you. For it is your hands that commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.